But you haven't been on a date with anyone apart from your partner for how many years, Andy?
Well, people, well, Beck and I had a break.
I was about to say that.
So only 4 years.
Only how did you rekindle? Because we're talking about bringing love back and we're speaking to a lot of our listeners who, and no, I'm not asking you when you're getting engaged or anything because I don't care. I've given up.
Okay.
But I sound very aggressive. But we're talking about when you let things go and then you rediscover love or you spice things up again.
Yeah.
These boys are in long terms. I'm in a fairly newish relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, how did I rekindle?
Yeah, re-spark.
Well, I did a fair bit of stalking of her when we were not together. I didn't really want, like, we had to have the break, but I was still kind of in love with her.
Yeah.
And so, she broke up with you, did she? Is that right?
No,
she left you.
No, look, it was complicated. She's actually talked about it, but she wasn't really coping with the lifestyle and wasn't really, she was losing a bit of herself in the whole idea of people following with photographs and all that kind of stuff and felt the pressure and just wanted a release. Well, I kind of needed a release from that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that seemed makes sense. And I noticed that just by being around me and my lifestyle, she was kind of losing her bounce a little bit, which is not really cool.
Absolutely.
So I didn't like that. So that's why that happened. And so I was always just kind of keeping an eye on her from afar.
Yeah. Like, are we talking like on her Instagram or like in real life?
Both.
Like in a car?
Were you driving past her house?
I drove past her house.
Yeah.
Who's that car outside? Because that car looks male. Looks like a male
She's
car.
She's like, you're a weirdo. You drove past my house. You drove past. I used to drive past, like not like drive past and stay there, like not. But if I had if I was on my way somewhere and that could have been the route, I would do it. I'd go.
Absolutely.
I'll drive past and hopefully I'll get to bump into her. And same with her work. And I go.
But also,
hey.
Would you see other cars in her driveway? If you know what I mean? My car should be parked in that driveway.
thankfully, there was no driveway. It was only off street parking, and it was always full. Then I'd seen that she was killing it. And I was like, oh, I wonder whether she's seeing anyone. But
when you say killing it, do you mean, because a lot of my ex, when we break up, go on to do incredible things.
Yeah, she was just.
Was that like that?
She just had her bounce back.
Once
she
they left just, you, they.
Had her glow back.
Yep.
And so I was like, that's cool. I wonder how she's feeling about everything now.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, if she was seeing someone, I didn't want to go, hey, should we try this again?
God, you're good.
So I checked in with her sister and said, hey, is Bex seeing anyone at the moment? And she said, no. And I was like, okay, cool. That I didn't want to kind of be a disruptor.
No, that's amazing.
And so
that's lovely.
I said, do you want to catch a drink? And she said, yeah. I said, do you want to hang out a bit more?
And she said,
yes.
Oh, the rest is history.
Yeah. Oh, I said, do you want to go back to my house right now? She said, no. Not at all. I'd do that wait period again. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God, we've done this, girlfriend.